Hi ladies, it's Cheryl from Yoga Bellies, and today I want to reach out to those of you who suffer from menstrual migraines. So it came to my attention yesterday, which was Easter Sunday. I was teaching my seasons and cycles workshop yesterday, that was really fun for me to teach because I get to bombard the students with the little known information on the power of the feminine, which I believe should be taught in schools, but it's a really good introduction for women looking to align their lives with their menstrual cycle and their yoga practice. And as I said, it's something I believe that we should be taught in schools. Every woman should know why this is important and how to do it. But I digress. One of the ladies in the group yesterday, she told me that she was suffering from really bad menstrual migraines. Now, she wouldn't get them every month, but when she did get them, she would be out of business for 3 to 5 days, unable to get out of her room, couldn't put the lights on, really, really struggling. And this is something that I hear from a lot of my female clients and something that I have suffered from myself in the past. So this morning, I was emailing her over some information on some natural treatments and some yoga postures that could possibly help during the migraine attacks, but also to help prevent the migraines throughout the month. And I got really excited and I thought, I'm going to do a podcast and a blog on this. So if this is something you suffer from or you know someone else who does, then I would encourage them to listen to what I'm about to say. So you may or may not know that around 70% of people who get migraines are actually women. So we are more likely to get them. And these are often related, again, to those gorgeous hormones or certain stages in our menstrual cycle, most specifically around our period. The women are actually around about 3 times more likely to get migraines than men. And recent research actually shows that almost 12% of women experience menstrual migraines at some point in their life. Now, many women also find that they stop completely when they're pregnant, again, changes in estrogen, or they're completely going after pregnancy, but this isn't for everyone, okay? So what is a menstrual migraine? It's one type of migraine seen by lots of us. And other types of migraine that you might come across or may suffer from, aura migraines, migraines without aura, chronic migraines, or you may be unfortunate enough to suffer from all of these. Now, there's also menstrually related migraines, which are not caused by menstruation, but you can get them more around your menstruation, around your period, and menses is also a trigger for those migraines, but you're probably also getting migraines at other times of the month. And this is what I suffered from, menstrually related migraines. Now, why do migraines actually happen? When women suffer from migraines, it's often related to changes in our levels of estrogen. Now, levels of estrogen drop immediately before we begin our period, and they continue to do so throughout the first few days. And this kind of migraine mostly occurs kind of during or after the time when female hormones, estrogen and progesterone, have dropped to their lowest levels. Menstrual migraines are triggered by the drop in estrogen levels, whereas other migraines can be triggered by all sorts of different things. So you can have stress migraines. I used to suffer migraines when I forgot to eat or had too much caffeine. There are lots of triggers for migraines. Things like starting a new hormonal birth control or using HRT during menopause can also trigger migraines. So if you started one of these treatments, it could be worthwhile speaking to your doctor about this. So what can you actually do about migraines? Now, there are a range of medical treatments for menstrual migraines. These include things like NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, beta blockers, triptans have been used, and some doctors even recommend starting hormonal birth control. Although keep in mind that every drug in itself has its own host of side effects. So you may have to, you know, it might be trial and error to find out what works for you personally. And you should always discuss taking any medications with your doctor first. However, if you're listening to me, I imagine you're looking for some natural treatments or ways to prevent the onset of menstrual migraines. Now, remember that not everything works for everyone and it will be trial and error, but the tips I'm about to give you should be absolutely fantastic for getting you into a routine where you can identify or even just lessen the incidence of your migraines. Now, I know I bang on about this all the time, but self-care is your top priority for any kind of migraine. It's really important to get substantial rest, decrease any potential stress during menstruation and actually throughout the month. If your stress levels are through the roof, then menstruation will be more likely to trigger your migraines. Self-care throughout the month is absolutely vital, ladies, not just when you're bleeding. Maintaining a regular sleep schedule, aiming to get 6 to 8 hours a night if possible, and I know that's tricky when you have babies or bigger boys like me who like to come in anyway, and also try to go to bed and get up around the same time every day where possible. Try not to skip meals as well. As I said, missing meals can trigger migraines, and just snack throughout the day. And always try to eat protein with every meal as well. Regular cardio, walking, running, whatever floats your boat, and a daily yoga practice will also help lower the incidence of these migraines. Now, let's talk about supplements. Magnesium is an absolute savior for migraine sufferers, and there's quite a bit of evidence to support the efficacy of magnesium in treating menstrual migraines, okay? So there was actually one study that showed women who took magnesium for 12 weeks had a 42% less chance of migraine attacks. Wow, okay? Try taking a daily magnesium supplement. I actually take one with calcium and zinc as well, but this doesn't only help prevent menstrual migraines. This is a supplement that all women, oh, there's my phone pinging, especially over 40 should be taking for overall wellness, okay? So if you're not taking magnesium, ladies, get into that right now. Foodstuffs and nutrition. So you should also try to avoid foods that trigger your migraines. Some common migraine triggering foods that you should be aware of: alcohol, chocolate, caffeine, things like artificial sweeteners, processed meats, cheese. Oh, I once had one of the worst migraines I've ever had. I had a Mexican dish. I was out for a meal. It was absolutely covered in cheese. It was gorgeous. I had a glass of white wine and then I had an espresso to finish the meal. And by the time I went outside, I actually saw a taxi coming and the light shone in my eyes, which can also be a trigger. And I basically, by the time I got home, I could not see. I was in extreme pain and my husband had to basically guide me through the lift back into the house. And you know, so now I know that this is a combination to absolutely avoid and not a trial and error you want to do, but you will find certain things do trigger them. And I recommend really journaling as much as possible any triggers that you identify outside of menstruation as well, and any signs that a migraine is starting as well. So for me, when migraines are starting, what I tend to feel is I will just feel a bit tired and just not quite right, but it's a very subtle feeling. I am aware of it now, but for a long time, I wasn't sure. I feel slightly nauseous. Don't quite have a headache or a migraine yet, but I just don't feel right. So you'll have your own signs that's about to start, and you'll be able to quickly take any prescription meds that you have been given by your doctor if you're taking meds, or indulge in any practices that usually help you at this time, okay? And to avoid your triggers in the future as well. So what about my yoga practice? How can yoga help? Now, there have been multiple studies that have shown that practicing yoga and meditation are absolutely excellent for every aspect of reducing the frequency and severity of migraines. One thing to keep in mind is that overexerting yourself can also trigger migraines. So look towards a slower, more flowing, possibly a gentle vinyasa, hatha, or restorative or yin yoga practice throughout the month, not just during menstruation. But if you are suffering from migraines, it's really best to forget the HIIT workouts and the powerlifting until you have resolved them. Now, although I recommend a daily yoga practice for the prevention of menstrual migraines, moving around during a migraine does make it worse for some people, or you may find that you're actually unable to even move. Now, if you can get out of bed and the migraine is not yet too severe, there are a few yoga postures that could be beneficial. So I'm going to take you through my top five yoga postures for preventing and reducing the severity of menstrual migraines, okay? And these are ones that you can use in the early stages of migraine as well. So the first one would have to be child's pose, everyone's favorite, Balasana. This posture calms the mind and de-stresses your body. It gives you a gorgeous stretch, and it shouldn't be too much of a challenge for someone suffering migraines, suffering an active migraine. Now, I actually like to rest in Balasana because I've got my forehead on the mat and I'm activating pressure points that help relieve migraines as well. So Balasana is the number one posture that you want to be practicing if you're suffering from migraines. Second recommendation would be Uttanasana, or standing forward bend, because forward bends actually increase blood circulation, which refreshes the nervous system. And it's also going to allow you to relax, to let go of any tension, and calm your mind. Third posture, downward facing dog, or Adho Mukha Svanasana. This pose improves blood circulation as well, and it can give quite a bit of relief, not only from migraines, excuse me, but from headaches. It stretches the body, it clears out your mind, and strengthens your bones. Fourth one would be cat curls. Now, everyone loves these too. They feel fantastic. Vidalasana not only relieves tension in the upper body, but helps boost blood flow and circulation in the body. Cat curls can also be fantastic for menstrual cramps as well and lower back pain. It can also bring more oxygen to the brain and help ease some of that headache pain. My fifth recommendation would be legs up the wall pose. Again, a consummate favorite, Viparita Karani. This pose is a truly restorative posture. Your blood is now flowing in the opposite direction. Now, if you are menstruating, it's not too dramatic an inversion. You can do this with a bolster under the hips. And blood is flowing in the opposite direction towards the brain now. And the more blood and oxygen that we have moving towards the brain, the less painful the migraine will be. So this is one you can do if the migraine is active as well. With regards to yogic breathing or pranayama, I would recommend alternate nostril breathing, or Nadi Shodhana, or balancing breath. This is a fantastic choice for relieving menstrual headaches. It's a very cooling and calming breathing practice which can help relieve tension in the head, the face, and the scalp. Now, actually, I have a video on my YouTube channel, Yoga Bellies TV, several videos that will take you through a basic alternate nostril breathing. The most important thing to remember is if you are suffering from menstrual migraines, to listen to your body. What is it trying to tell you? Don't fight it. Practice awareness of your menstrual cycle throughout the month. Be aware of what's going on at each time in the cycle and try to feed your body or give it what it needs so that it can work with your normal, your natural hormonal fluctuations, okay? Now, throughout the month, we have those ups and downs, those of hormonal peaks, which give us peaks of energy, and lulls when we need to rest and restore and relax. So instead of fighting against those, I recommend that you find out when these times are and try to schedule your life around them, as opposed to forcing yourself to do things against your normal energy levels. If you want to find out more about menstrual cycle awareness and aligning your yoga practice throughout the month, you can check out my best-selling Yoga for Life journal, which you can find on Amazon and in all good bookstores. So, ladies, I hope this has been super useful for you. Feel free to pass it on to anyone else who is suffering from menstrual migraines. And I really hope that you can take some of these tips and that it's going to make a difference to the incidence and severity of your menstrual migraines. Namaste.